Saturday of the fifth week of Lent. True unity and false unity. The book of Ezekiel, chapter 37, verses 21 through 28. And the Gospel of John, chapter 11, verses 45 to 56. Our two readings today give us a chance to illustrate a rather important spiritual point. There is a good way to create unity, and there is a bad way. In the first reading from Ezekiel, Yahweh tells the prophet to perform a ritual that would mimic what God wants to do. Yahweh has just told Ezekiel to take two sticks and write on each of them. On one stick, Judah and those loyal to him, and on the other, Ephraim and those loyal to him. These were, of course, the two kingdoms of Israel. And Yahweh tells him to hold the two pieces of wood in your hand where you can see it. Hold the two small loyalty systems into one larger unity, as it were. Today, we might call it positive imaging. Our lectionary text today begins at this point. And Yahweh promises to gather the two kingdoms into one, rescue them, cleanse them, and make with them a covenant of peace. My dwelling shall be with them. I will be their God, and they shall be my people. A magnificent passage portraying how God unites by the positive energy of loving, shepherding, and revealing the divine presence in one's midst and between them. This is the good way, God's way, to create unity. Then, in the Gospel, since we are about to enter Holy Week tomorrow, we are exposed to the much more common way that cultures try to create unity, what René Girard calls the negative unanimity around one. You can either rally around love to unite, or you can rally around fear, gossip, paranoia, and negativity, usually symbolized by one issue or person. I'm afraid the second rallying point is the much more common. It's more efficient and gathers groups more quickly and tightly than love does. I wish it were not true. In this case, the rallying cry is the killing of Jesus. He is the one around which they can become one. This is supported by the high priest Caiaphas, in the name of what we would now call the national security state. And as always, it works. The drama is now set for Holy Week. The scapegoat to create unity has been chosen. Little do they know that another deeper unity will also be set into motion that continues to this day. There are still two ways of gathering, the way of fear and hate, and the way of love. But do not yourself be afraid, because Jesus is still gathering. God's continual job description, it seems, is mimed in the two bound sticks of Ezekiel. God is always and forever making one out of two.